Boy, it is a risk off day today. Red across the screen, hitting new lows for the day. Let's see what's happening in the small cap space with Bloomberg Stocks editor David Wilson.
Well, Paul, you're seeing smaller companies fall along with larger ones. The Russell 2000 index down 1.1%, and the S&P 500 is also lower by 1.1%. The Russell, by the way, now down for the last 12 months as well. Steepest drop in Russell belongs to Solid Biosciences, whose ticker is SLDB. It's down 68%. The company's proposed gene therapy for a form of muscular dystrophy that affects children provided little benefit in a study. USA Technologies, ticker USAT, has tumbled more than 53%. The provider of retail payment systems said its auditing firm, RSM, resigned, and it will restate results for fiscal 2017 and 2018. Proto Labs, ticker PRLB, has fallen more than 22%. Quarterly earnings at the maker of industrial prototypes trailed analyst average estimate in the Bloomberg survey for the first time in 2.5 years. Now, the Russell's biggest gain belongs to CSG Systems International, ticker CSGS. The provider of back office services for cable and phone companies has risen more than 12%. Fourth quarter earnings and revenue were well above estimates. And iRobot, ticker IRBT, has gained 9.5%. This is the company that makes the automated vacuum cleaner Roomba, Lisa. You are correct. They also beat fourth quarter profit and sales projections.
Thank you so much, Dave Wilson, Bloomberg Stocks editor. Right now, let's turn our focus to Twitter. Shares down almost 10% after giving a lackluster first quarter sales forecast. Joining us now to talk about what Twitter needs to do to generate a bit more buzz for itself and certainly for its advertising revenues. Jitendra Oral joining us. He is senior analyst focused on the internet and consumer products for Bloomberg Intelligence. Joining us from our 960 studios in San Francisco. So, Jitendra, why is Twitter struggling to sell ads and show its sort of prowess as, frankly, a platform for a lot of companies to announce things for the President of the United States, et cetera?
Yeah, so actually, if you look at the quarter, obviously the 4Q was fine. But when you look at the guidance, what they're sort of implying is that user growth is slowing on for the whole platform. So if you look at monthly active users, it is slowing. And if you look at the new disclosure they have with daily active users, it's 126 million. It's smaller than what we anticipated it to be. So basically what they're trying to do is like convert more of those, you know, monthly active users and drive daily active user growth and convince advertisers to spend more on the platform. And we feel the long-term visibility still needs like a few more quarters of evidence that it's sustainable. But this year you saw that revenue guidance going, sort of disappointing and operating expenses, higher, than what was expected is what's causing this, stock reaction.
So Jitendra, I always get nervous when companies, change their disclosure or reduce their disclosure. So in this case, it looks like Twitter is no longer providing monthly active users, but for the first time, they are providing daily active users. Is that simply to highlight and hide kind of where they're slowing, which is they're not growing their user base, but they're trying to focus on maybe engagement? What's going on there with disclosure?
Yeah, so so if you look at the metric, it says MDAU, not daily active user. So what they're suggesting is like it's not really comparable to what Facebook reports or what the other peers report, because they are basically saying that it's you know, number of users that have are exposed to advertising versus just logging into the platform or using the platform to give a better clarity. But you know, we see low visibility here. We want to know like how exactly this new metric can be used to convince advertisers to increase their spending on the platform, and that's why you know, you
all right. So Jitendra, let's cut to the chase here. Should Twitter even be a standalone company? It continues to struggle and struggle and struggle from a business model perspective. What's the future of this company?
On a standalone basis, I think like if they are really able to accelerate growth in this DAU or the new MDAU number that they're showing, it could sustain longer term. But like without that visibility, to be honest, Paul, it's hard to see beyond 1 year at this moment.
Jitendra Worrall, thank you so much for being with us. Jitendra Worrall, senior analyst focused on the internet and consumer product space for Bloomberg Intelligence, joining us from San Francisco.